Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Brilliant. Okay, so welcome to this first Qigong of 2026 and a Happy New Year to everybody. So what we're going to be doing in this particular session is a set called the 12 Treasures. By the description, you'll gather it's got 12 lovely little exercises to do. Obviously, we'll do a warm-up. And what we'll do is I'll introduce you to the 12 treasures this month. And then next month, we'll do the 12 treasures again, but incorporating it as part of an intermittent flow like we did in December with the last set that we did. So let's just start in Wuji. So we'll start with a quick warm-up. So we're just going to start in Wuji. So your feet between shoulder and hip width apart. If possible, toes facing forwards. But if that's not possible, just having your toes facing as close to forwards as you can. But if they're facing out slightly diagonally, that's absolutely fine. Just unlocking your knees a little bit. Allowing the spine to be nicely elongated. Just rolling your shoulders forward and just letting your arms drop back. So that sense of space between your arms and the body. And then just allowing the crown of the head to face the universe. So you're connected to the universe through the crown of your head, Bach waypoint or Jumai 20. And then you're also connected to the ground, to the earth, through the ball of your foot, which is kidney 1. So just checking in with your body, taking a few rounds of breath, and just noticing whatever's arising in your body. And then we'll just gently start by just tapping our fingers across our head, no particular order. Just activating the meridians that run through the head, to the gallbladder and the bladder, and also to Jumai, known as the governing vessel. And then taking your hands to your shoulder. So you're just going to tap one hand on one shoulder. If you want to, you can hold the arm of the tapping hand, the elbow of the tapping hand with the other hand. Just give it a bit more stability. Give you a nice sort of tapping or cupping if you want. So you can cup it with the palm of the hand. And then swapping sides and doing the same on the other shoulder. I'm just going to tap down the inside of the arm, all the way down to the fingertips if possible, but you can't go all the way down to the fingertips, just going as far as you can, and then coming up the outside of the arm. So just repeating that a few times, down the inside of the arm to the fingertips, up the outside of the arm. Doing one more down and up. Swapping arms, so just tapping down the inside of the other arm and up the outside. And then just repeating that a few more times. Doing one more down and up. And then we're just going to take our fingers and then just tap on over our chest area. This is really good for sort of activating the lung meridian. It's a nice one if you're feeling slightly congested as well. And then just having your fingers, tapping them down the torso to the stomach area. And then down the lower dantian, lower abdomen, lower dantian, which is one of the three energy centers. And then going down the outside of the legs. Round to the toes if you can go down that far, and if you can't, just going as far down as you can, up the inside, and then around, and just repeating that a few times, down the outside, again to the toes if you can do it, but if you can't, then just going as far as you can, and up the inside, And just doing that two more times. And then just taking the back of the hand and then just gently massaging the lower back area. Okay, just dropping your hands down by the side or your arms down by the side of the body. Just going to do a few shoulder shrugs. So taking your shoulders up towards your ears and then just letting them drop. Just doing two more. And then we're just going to now just wake the neck up as well. So just sort of just do your nose in a little circle as if you're going around the a circle or around the clock face. Just going one direction. So you're just starting to open up the neck vertebrae. It doesn't have to be a big circle, it can be just quite a small circle. Doing one more this side, or this way, I should say, and then changing direction. Doing one more in this direction. And then we're just going to look from left to right. So just turning our head from left through center and then to right. And then just doing that a few times. And as always, you probably find it's easier to turn your head to one side than the other. Doing one more each side. I'm just going to take our left ear towards our left shoulder. And if you want to increase the stretch on the right-hand side, you can just put your left hand on your right shoulder and just hold the position just for about 10 seconds. So you get a nice stretch in the right side. Bring your head up to center and then swapping sides. Moving back to center, just going to do a few arm circles. So we're just going to circle backwards. If you've started circling forwards, that's absolutely fine. We will change direction. Doing one more backwards and then circle forwards, or if you were already circling forwards, then just change direction and circle backwards. Doing one more circling forwards. And then we're just going to do a little bit of twisting. So just having your arms very loosely by the side and then just gently twist from side to side. It's a really nice one for just, waking the spine up and just getting the spine moving. So very gently, just coming back to center. We're going to do a few hip circles. So just putting your hands on your hips, or you can put your hands just on your lower back area, and then just very gently, just circling in one direction. And extend. It doesn't have to be big circles. They can be quite small circles, whatever feels comfortable for you, working within your own range of movement. One more this direction, and then going back to center and changing direction. And doing one more in this direction. So just bringing your feet together, we're just going to do a little bit of knee circling. If that's uncomfortable for you, then and you've got bad knees, then don't try this. Just literally just sit this one out or stand this one out. What you don't want to be doing is hurting your knees or aggravating anything. And the same with your hips, actually. If you've got bad hips and you think I'm not going to be able to circle, then that's fine. Don't circle. Just doing one more in this direction and then changing direction. And we'll do the same in the other direction. Doing one more in this direction and then coming back upright and then just going back into Wuji. So just taking your feet apart. And the last one is just the ankles. So you can either keep your toes on the ground and then just circle around your toes, or if you want, it is a bit of a balance. It's just taking your foot off the ground, circling your ankle 6 times in one direction, and then 6 times in the other direction. Obviously, if you've got your toes on the ground, you're also doing the same 6 times in each direction. And then when you've done 6 times in that direction, both directions, then put your foot down and just change feet. And then just dropping your foot down. And again, just taking a moment just to notice how you're feeling. Okay, so we are going to do the 12 treasures. With the 12 treasures, most, if not, I think most of the exercises are done in Wuji. You may find the odd one, it's better to be slightly wider than Wuji, but there's no horse riding stance, so there's none of that over wide stance. I would say just breathe naturally, breathe spontaneously throughout rather than trying to do the breath to movement. If you find you want to do a breath to movement, then you use whatever sequence works for you. But there isn't a specific breath to movement sequence for any of these exercises. Okay, so again, starting Wuji, making sure you're connected to the ground through kidney one, and you're connected to the universe through the crown of the head. So we're going to start with gathering the chi from the cosmos. So taking our arms out to the side. Taking them up overhead if you can. If you can't take them up overhead, just taking them as high as you can. Turn your hands, the palms are now facing down in front of or just above your head, and then pushing the hands down in front of the body, down to the lower dantian, lower abdomen area. Taking the hands apart, bringing them back to the side, and then out to the side, up overhead. Pushing down, so the palms are facing down as we push down. And then just keeping your exhale out to the side, overhead, pushing your palms down. Now, when you're doing these exercises, so just keep going with the exercise that you're doing at the moment, you can breathe in and out through the nose, or if you want to, you can breathe in through the nose. And a soft, like a sigh almost as you exhale through the mouth as you're breathing. It's entirely up to you which one you want to do, whether you want to inhale and exhale through the nose or inhale through the nose and exhale through the mouth. I say they're all spontaneous, they're all natural rhythm breaths. Just doing a couple more. And as always, we'll pause for a breath or two between each exercise, just so you can notice whatever's happening. So just one more, and then we'll pause for a couple of breaths before we go on to the next exercise. Just finishing with your hands by the side. Now we're rowing the boat. So we're just going to bring our hands up. So the backs of the hands are sort of facing the shoulders, and then we're going to loose fist. And you're just going to push your hands out in front, forwards, down towards your hip area, and then bringing the hands up the side of the body, up to the shoulders, up to the starting position, and then pushing forwards and down, and then bringing them up. It is just slightly in front of the body or to the side of the body, whatever feels comfortable for you. And then once you get to the shoulders, pushing them out again, as if you're rowing a boat. Bring back up, pushing forwards and down, and coming back up. Just doing a few more in time with your own breath, in time with whatever rhythm you're using, your breath is in. We all breathe at different rates. And just doing one more. And then pausing at the bottom. And the next exercise is called kneading the bread. So we're actually doing the reverse of rowing the boat. So we're just going to start with our hands up by the shoulders again. So the backs of the hands are facing the shoulders. And instead of having a loose fist, your fingers are just curled over slightly. And you're just going to be pushing with the palm of your hand. And you're going to push down in front of the body or just beside the body. Then out in front, as if you're kneading some bread. Out in front, bring your hands up, and then the backs of the hands come towards the shoulders again. So pushing down in front of the body, pushing forwards, bringing the hands up, and the backs of the hands coming back to the shoulders again. So push down, forwards, up, the starting position where the backs of the hands are facing the shoulders. Just doing a few of these, like I say, in time with your own breath. Just doing two more. And when you finish doing the second one, just pausing at the bottom. So the next exercise is called the dog paddle. So any of you who've got dog, you'll know roughly how this one's going to pan out. So we're just going to start by bringing one hand up. I'm actually going to bring my left hand up towards the chest and then pushing it forwards as if I was going to do a little bit of a paddle. And then as I start to bring it down, the right hand will come up towards the chest and then push forwards. So you've got two circles going, but they're sort of alternating. You're just pushing. So whereas a dog would be a doggy paddle, it's quite a shallow stroke for a dog paddle. This one's a slightly larger, a bigger stroke. So you're pushing forwards. You're not totally extending your arm as you push forwards. There's still a little bit of a bend in the elbow. You're just pushing forwards and down. As you're going down, the other hand is coming up the body and pushing forwards. So if anybody has got one of those hand cycles that you can put on a table and what have you, it's sort of a similar movement. So you've always got one hand pushing forwards and the other one going, you know, goes down, the other one comes up, sort of thing. And just try to stay quite relaxed in the lower half of your body as well. Do one more on each side. And then pausing at the bottom. Now we're doing playing with the chi ball. So you may find, because it's a bit easier to move, that if you might want to go just slightly wider than Wuji. I mean, if that's not comfortable or if you're seated, then that's absolutely fine. Just remain either in the seated position or in Wuji. And you're going to have your hands just more in front of your sort of lower abdomen area. And you're holding basically a basketball. So it's not a beach ball, it's more of a basketball size. So it's quite a big round ball. And we're going to have our hands, if possible, just remaining the same distance apart the whole time. And we're just going to shift weight. So I'm going to be shifting weight to my left side. And as I do that, I'm going to turn my torso slightly and my hands are going to follow to the left side. And then shifting weight to the right side. And my hands, my torso is going to move to the right side, slightly twist to the right, and my hands will follow. So it's just a very gentle movement from left and right, and there's a slight side bend as well, or a slight side turn. It's just very gently. So you are shifting weight, you're keeping your knees quite flexible, your hips quite flexible. So it's a nice flowing movement from side to side. But as I said, we're also twisting around to the side slightly. So our torso is twisting to the side slightly. Just moving in time with your own breath. And you'll probably find you'll be doing, depending on how your breath is, you may find you'll be doing, one side and another side on one in breath, and then one side to the other side on out breath. But you may find you do slightly more or slightly less, and that's fine. Just doing a few more. We'll just do one more on each side. And then coming back to the starting position, just dropping our hands down and just noticing whatever's arising. You may find there's some tingling, you may be feeling the chi moving, you may not, and that's absolutely fine. So we're doing something called the big guy now. I mean, it doesn't look like you're doing much in the big guy, but Qigong can be quite deceptive. So there is some movement of the spine, there's some movement of the arms, and there's some relaxation and then some straightening up with the big guy. So we're going to start with our hands just slightly forward of our body, but then slightly to the side as well. So just relax your head. And you can almost round your spine and relax your knees. So you're almost going into a just a, yes, you're not standing, so you're almost slouching, I suppose is the word. So just slouching down. And then start to straighten. And as you straighten, just taking your hands out to the side is slightly more. So sort of coming out to the side of the body. And you're straightening up and standing tall. And you're coming back into that slouch. And as you come back and you relax into that slouch, your hands come again slightly forward of the body. And then straightening up. So it's a nice one for working the spine, actually. So we're sort of rounding our spine as we relax and taking our chin towards our chest. And then we're straightening everything up. So we're straightening out our knees, straightening out, well, certainly our legs, we're straightening our body. So we're almost growing as we elongate and we straighten up and take our arms out to the side. And then we relax. And straighten up. So obviously when you're seated doing this, you won't be relaxing your knees in quite the same way. You won't be sort of, you're relaxing, as I say, relaxing the knees and maybe just bending a little bit more, but you'll still be relaxing your upper body. And when you're seated, obviously you'll be bringing your hands slightly further forwards, or you can just rest them on your thighs, straightening up. And relaxing. So just doing a few more in time with your own breath. So rounding the spine and bringing the chin to the chest as we relax, and then straightening everything up. Like I said, it doesn't feel like you're doing, but you are working the spine quite a lot. I would say be careful not to arch the lower back when you come up and you straighten. That's the only caveat I would say is just be careful you're not overarching the lower back. We're just going to do two more. And then just coming back into Uji. And now we're embracing the world. So with embracing the world, we're actually going to be hinging at the hips. So I'm just going to just do a little bit of work with hinging at the hips first before we go into the full exercise. So just push your hips back slightly, taking your hands to your hips, and then just pushing them back slightly, trying to keep if possible, trying to keep your legs relatively straight. So you'll probably find you're going to have a stretch in your hamstrings doing this. So yeah, so just push your hips back slightly, keeping your spine straight, and then just coming forwards, and then standing up again. So we're not slouching so much with this one, we're not rounding the spine. We're keeping it straight, so pushing the hips back. So you're hinging nicely, and so you feel there's a nice stretch in the hamstrings, and then coming back. So we'll just do two more of those, two more of the hinging at the hips, and then we can bring the arms in. So coming back, and then pushing the hips backwards. And then just bending forwards and say, keeping your spine relatively straight, and then coming back. So, with the arms, just going to relax the arms by our sides. So, as we hinge forwards, so as our hips go back and we hinge forwards, we take our arms out slightly to the side and then in front, as if we're embracing the world. And then, as we stand up, our hands or our arms will naturally come towards our body. And then back to the starting position where our hands are beside the body. Hinge our hips. And as we hinge our hips and move our spine forwards, our hands go out to the side, come round in front. So you're doing a circle in front of the body. And as we're standing up, then our hands come back towards the body. So hinge forwards, arms out to the side. The arms move forwards. And then as you stand up, the arms will naturally come back towards the body. So you're not actually doing anything with the arms as you're standing up. They're naturally coming back towards the body. Hinging. Bring your arms forwards. And then as we stand up, the arms come back towards the body. Just doing several more in time, what with your own breath. It's quite a nice circular motion as we come up and then we hinge forwards, our hands move out. And as we come back or straighten up, the arms come back into the body. So I said it's that nice circular motion as we embrace the world. Trying to keep your neck vertebrae in line with the rest of the spine. So you're not dropping chin towards the chest as we just keeping our spine nice and straight and the neck vertebrae and stay in line with the spine. Just doing two more. Then dropping the hands back inside of the body and pausing and noticing whatever's arising. Now we're doing fireworks. So this one, our hand movements are as if we're going to be, our fingers and everything are going to be fireworks. So we're going to be having fireworks over our head. So I'll explain that in a moment. What was I going to say? I was going to say something quite profound then, and I can't remember where it was. I'm sure it was coming. Oh, I know what I was going to say. You can, if you want to, do a slight squat in this one. So if that's the case, you might want to go slightly wider than Wuji. Obviously, because you're seated, you're not going to be doing any squatting. But you don't have to. If you want to remain relatively upright doing this, that's absolutely fine. So we're going to start by bringing our hands. So our hands are going to start by the side of the body. We're going to bring our hands up in front of the body, and we're going to cross our wrists at around about chest level. It doesn't matter which arm's on top. Then continue to take your hands overhead, turning your hands, if you can, turning them all the way to the side so that actually, so the backs of the hands are now facing each other. But if you can't do that, just have the palms facing forward, just above your head, or just in front of your head, depending on your own range of movement. And then just bring your hands down as if it's an umbrella or a shower of fireworks. Bring the hands down or to the side. This is where you can put the squat in if you want to. Coming down, bringing the hands, coming back up, crossing the wrists at around about chest level. Taking your hands overhead, splitting the hands, either having the backs of the hands facing each other or the palms facing forwards, and then opening the hands wide, bring them down side. So you can squat or coming down, it's just squat if you want to, or you can remain quite high. And then bring the hands up in front of the body, crossing the hands, hanging overhead and opening it up as if you're one of those lovely fireworks, a quiet firework, unlike some of the fireworks that we had over New Year here, which were very loud. But some just a nice, very bright, colourful, sparkly firework. We're bringing the hands up overhead and laterally, so down to the side. Coming down and then coming back up. We're just doing several more in time with your own breath. And if you are doing a slight squat or even a bigger squat, you may find that actually your thighs, your quads, and your hamstrings may end up feeling, if not today, you may find you've got DOMS, delayed onset muscle soreness, in the next few days. That one particularly, you're squatting, and we've just done, obviously, embrace the world where we're hinging and using the hamstrings or lengthening the hamstring muscles during that exercise. We're just going to do two more. And then when you finish doing the second one, just dropping your hands down to the side. And if you have gone slightly wider, coming back into Wuji. So the next one we're doing is birthday candles. So our fingers are going to be representing birthday candles. And this particular exercise, which we will do in two different directions, is particularly good for the rotator cuffs. So the rotator cuffs are a group of muscles and tendons that surround our shoulder joints. And they hold the humerus, so the upper bone in the arm, in place in the socket in the with the scapula, the shoulder blade. And we need our rotator cuffs for when we're taking our arms forwards or to the side of the body. So we use our rotator cuffs quite a lot. And rotator cuff care tears, which I have had one, they can be quite painful. Okay, so we're going to start with our fingers, palms facing our body, but our arms are slightly further away from the body. We still have a good bend in the elbow, but the palms are facing the body and the fingers are facing up. So the direction we're going to start with is we're going to bring our hands in towards our shoulders. And if you can, then just twist your hands slightly so the back of the hand slides into the armpit area. If that's too much, then taking it slightly further down to the rib area. Then twisting your hands around, so you're twisting the wrists and then you're pushing your hands out to the side and then back in front and turning the hands again. So now the palms are facing you and the fingers are facing upwards. So bring the fingers of the hands towards the shoulders, taking your hands, the backs of the hands underneath the armpit, twist them under the armpit or the rib area. Pushing them out to the side. The backs of the hands are now coming towards each other in front of the body. Then turn the hands over until the front of the palms are now facing the front and the fingers are facing upwards. Bringing the hands back to the shoulders, under the armpit, twist the hands around, out to the side. Backs of the hands are coming in front of the body. Palms, backs of the hands facing, turn them around, so the fronts of the hands, palms, sorry, the palms of the hands are now facing your body and your fingers are facing upwards. Bringing the hands to the shoulders, taking the arms under the armpit, twisting them out to the sides, backs of the hands are in the direction of travel in front of the body. Turn the hands over so the palms are now facing the body and the fingers facing upwards. So we'll do a few more in this direction. Out to the side, backs of the hands face each other, turn the hands over so the palms are now facing the body and fingers facing upwards. Then we do a few more in this direction and then we'll change direction. So doing two more in this direction. When you finish the second one, your hands, your palms facing the body, and the fingers facing upwards. We're now going to change direction. So we're going to push our hands out to the side. Twist the hands now so the backs of the hands are coming in towards the armpits, and then pushing the hands forwards. The backs of the hands are facing the direction of travel, so they're facing away from you, and the palms are facing your body. But this one's probably slightly easier to do than the other direction. So take your hands out to the side, twist your hands, get the backs of the hands towards the armpits, and then push the arms forward so the palms of the hands are facing the body still and the fingers are pointing upwards. Taking them out to the side, towards the armpits, so the backs of the hands sort of graze the armpits. And then pushing your hands forwards. So, like I said, this one's probably slightly easier this direction than the other direction. Just doing a few more. So, bring your hands out to the side. Backs of the hands go to graze under the armpits, pushing forwards. So, the backs of the hands are probably, yeah, they're following the direction of travel. A few more. You may find this is quite a lot of shoulder work, so you may find your shoulders are a little bit sore maybe tomorrow or the next day with delayed onset muscle soreness, DOMS. We're just doing one more. And then if you need to, because we have done quite a lot of shoulder work, you can just shrug your shoulders a few times, taking your shoulders towards your ears and just letting them drop a few times. And then just pausing. Okay, this next exercise is called rejuvenation. It can be quite tricky to learn. It can also be quite tricky to teach. So hopefully I can break it down in such a way that you'll be okay to be able to learn it. So with this one, I'm just going to start with one side to begin with. So just having your hands very loosely hanging by the side of the body. So we're just very loose, they're very fluid, they're very flexible, the hands. So we're going to take our right hand to our left hip. So we're just going to do the right-hand side for the moment. I'm not going to worry about the left-hand side just yet. So we're just going to, just literally, you'll be touching your body all the way throughout. So your palm and your fingers come up towards the left shoulder, sorry, up towards the right shoulder. Go underneath the right shoulder. If you can't go under the right shoulder, then go down towards the ribs. And then the back of the hand will brush down diagonally towards the left hip. And then just dropping it back to the starting position. So it's now resting beside the body. So right hand, left hip, bringing your hand diagonally across the body to the left, to the right shoulder or the right armpit. As if you're tickling your arms, then taking the hand under the armpit, and then the back of the hand will brush down to the left buttock. And then just very gently coming back into the starting position. We just did that a couple more times. So on start on the right hip with your, sorry, start on the left hip with your right hand, going up towards the right armpit, back of the hand will brush down to the left buttock, and then coming back to the starting position. We'll just do it one more time, and then we'll do the same on the other side. So coming up the body under the right armpit, and the back of the body to the left buttock. So we do the same on the other side, and then we'll have to put it all together. So take the left hand to the right side, to the right hip, coming up across diagonally across the body to the left armpit, right, under the left armpit, down the back to the right buttock. And then coming back to the starting position. So your left hand goes on your right hip, diagonally across to your left armpit, back of the hand then brushes the back body diagonally towards the right buttock, and then coming back to the starting position. We'll just do that a couple more times. So your hand, right hand, so your left hand's on your right hip, coming across the body to your left, to your right, to your left. I'm getting my left and my right mixed up. Left armpit, and then back down the buttock on the right-hand side. So the idea now is that we're going to do both hands, not simultaneous, but one after the other. So we're going to start with the right hand on the left hip. So come up across the right side to the underarm, go back down diagonally across to the left buttock. And as you do that, you'll probably find you twist naturally anyway, just to get your hand to touch the buttock. And your right hand then, so your left hand then will just gently come across the body to the right hip, and then it will come up to the left armpit, And then it will go down the back towards the right buttock. And say you'll be a slight twist in the body, and your right hand will come towards the left side, come up across underneath the armpit, down towards the right buttock, and your left hand will come to the right side, and then back under the armpit, and then down, and your right hand will come towards the left side. So you've got sort of two circles moving almost simultaneously. And if it's confusing, then just move in a way that feels good for you. So you've got alternate hands going across the body, the front of the body, and then down the back of the body diagonally, and then the other hand does the same, but on the other way, the opposite way. So it's right hand goes to the left side at the front and then the back, and then left hand goes to the right side, front goes diagonally up to the left, and then down to the right at the back. You go across the body. So going across the midline is also quite confusing as well for the brain, because it has to think about that. Let's try to remain quite loose and quite flexible. I'm just going to do one more on each side. And then coming back to the starting position. So you've got your hands by your sides and just noticing what that is arising. Now we're doing an exercise called Heaven and Earth. So with this one, we're going to be starting with our hands by our side again, taking our hands out to the side. If possible, going up overhead and bringing our hands together as in prayer position. If you're not able to get your hands overhead, then make them so you can get just above the head, because the idea is that we're going to be taking our hands behind the head in a minute. So if it's above the head, just bring your hands down towards your head. You can touch your head if you want to with the base of the hands. And turning the fingers so they're pointing down the back of the neck, taking them down the back of the neck till you reach the shoulder area, then open your hands up, brushing your hands down in front of the chest, down towards the lower abdomen, and then towards the lower back, and going down the outside of the legs. If possible, going all the way down to the toes, even if that means a big knee bend. But if that isn't possible, just going as far down as you possibly can, and then coming up the inside of the leg, and then coming up to the lower abdomen area, and then you're going to take your hands one side and then the other. So you're going to take your hands either side of the body to the lower back, and coming back to the stomach, and repeating that a few times. So you're just rubbing your hands along between the sort of the lower abdomen and the lower back. Doing one more, and then dropping your hands, and then we're going to bring them back up in the prayer position, taking them down to the top of the head, turning the hands down so they're going down the back of the neck, splitting them when they, because you won't be able to take them very far down the back of the neck, coming down the chest, down towards the torso, and then down to the back of the down to the lower back and the buttock. And then coming down the inside of the leg, going all the way to the toes if you can. Up, sorry, going the outside of the leg, coming up the inside of the leg, going back up to the torso, the lower abdomen, and then just brushing your hands to the lower back and to the lower abdomen. Just doing that a few times. Bring your hands above the head again into the prayer position, bringing them down to the head. Then down to the back of the neck, so the fingers pointing down the back of the neck. Splitting your hands, coming down the shoulders, down the chest, down the torso, down to the lower back, down the outside of the leg, as far as you can. Going up the inside of the leg, back up to the lower abdomen, and then brushing the hands to the back and the front, on the back and the front, and doing that a couple more times. Then out to the side, overhead, down to the head, then the fingers pointing down, and then hands on the shoulders, down the chest, down to the lower back, down the outside of the leg, down around the toes, up the inside of the leg, round to the lower abdomen, and then brushing the hands around. This is called the belt meridian or Dai Mai. One more, and then out to the side, prayer position. Coming down, fingers behind to the neck. Coming down with your hands, down your chest, down the torso, down to the lower back. Coming down the outside the legs, up the inside of the legs, and then brushing the Dai Mai, the belt meridian, a few times. And it's the only meridian in the body that runs horizontally. Go out to the side again, into prayer position. Bring your hands down, fingers pointing down the back of the neck, bring down the chest, down to the lower back, down the outside of the legs, up the inside of the legs, and then doing a few times, brushing the Dai Mai, the belt meridian. It's going to do two more. Hands above our heads, coming back down. Fingers pointing down behind the neck, splitting our hands, coming down over the shoulder, the chest, the torso, down to the lower back. Then going down the outside of the legs, up the inside of the legs, doing the Dai Mai, brushing the belt meridian. And doing one more. So up overhead, bring the hands into prayer position, coming down. Bring the hands down the chest, down towards the torso, the lower back, and down the outside of the legs, up the inside of the legs, and then just brushing the Dai Mai a few times. One more of the brush of the Dai Mai, and then dropping your hands down. And the final exercise in the 12 treasures is walking in place. So this is another one that works across the midline as well. So in, just trying to think which one it is. It's a Shavasana. You've got the bouncing ball with steps. So it's very similar, but we're not actually taking our foot off the ground. So basically, we'll just do the legs first. So we're just going to lift our heel and then pop it down and then lift the heel as if you're walking, if you're about to walk. So your knee's going to like to come in front of your body. And that's just what you're going to do, is just you're going to lift. So we're going to shift weight and we're going to be lifting our heel. And then the hand, as I say, it works opposite the body. If you find that really tricky, and some people do find working on the opposite side of the body. So if you were, say, lifting your right heel, you would lift your left hand and then you would put it down and you lift your left hand and your, sorry, you lift your right, left heel and your right hand. So right heel, left heel, right hand. If you're finding that is really confusing, then just lift the same hand and foot to begin with. But if you're walking, we tend to walk naturally. We tend to use the opposite arm to balance. But we're just going to do a few, it's called walking in place, and that's what we're doing. We're walking in place. But we're nicely relaxed, shifting weight from one side to the other, but we're still quite nicely relaxed around our hips as well. So as if we were doing a Latin dance. Not that I'm very good at doing the salsa or anything, but Latin dance is very relaxed around the hip area. Those salsas and rumbas, nicely relaxed. Just going to do a few more. I'm just going to do one more on each side. And then just dropping your hands down. And we've done quite a lot. We've, you know, built up quite a lot of chi. So we circulated quite a lot of chi. So we're just going to do a little bit of releasing of the chi just before we end the set. So just going to bring our hands up towards our chest. You can have them in a loose fist or you can have them open. That's entirely up to you. And as you bring your hands up towards the chest, you can either keep your feet totally on the ground or you can lift your heels slightly. Whichever you're going to do, just then drop your hands and drop your feet if you've got them up with a sigh. And then just doing that three more times. And then when you've finished, just pausing, just noticing whatever is arising. Maybe some tingling, there may not be. And that's absolutely fine. So I hope you've enjoyed the 12 treasures. Thank you very much for taking part in the session, or if you're listening to this on the recording, thank you very much for listening on the recording. And say, I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you.